This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
He's our friend on the Browns Radio Network. He does halftime and postgame with Jeff, and he does pregame with me. And I love working with him. I think he's outstanding and has great perspective, and he is always in a good mood. And shortly
he is always in a good mood.
He is. And now he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we will open up with that question right there. Tyvus, hello, my friend. How are you?
Tyvus.
Hi, guys. Long time no talk. How you guys
doing? Are you ever in a bad mood?
Yeah, ever.
Ever.
Yes, I can be. I can be. You know what? If there's 365 days in a year, I'd say bad days-wise, I have three.
Really?
That's fabulous.
Yep, just
it's
three.
It's so good to be young, isn't it?
Well, you know, I've learned that it's a choice. You know, there's always something. Even if something bad happens, there's always something positive, whether it be in your life, maybe you can make a phone call and hear about somebody else's life. There's always a way to find some joy, even in the storm.
There you go. Tyvus, will you continue to tell Jeff that? Because I always have to tell him that every day. You know, because there's only like one day in my year that maybe I don't see the sunshine because I'm always in a good mood. And Jeff sometimes just isn't with it.
Tyvus, conference calls.
It comes with an age, you know. It's one of them age things.
Tyvus,
you
know? conference calls in the morning, Tyvus. Hey, good morning, everybody. How's it going? Andy. Hey. We know it's going to be a good day.
Now, that's a good, yeah, that's happy day right there. Now, I was like, then we'd be in trouble.
I wrote it down, Tyvus. It's a choice. There's always something positive. I wrote that down.
That's good. He's going to put that on his quote board.
Those are words to live by.
With a picture of a sunrise.
Put it on a T-shirt.
Tyvus, when you had to go to mandatory mini camp, what did you try to accomplish?
When I went to mandatory mini camp, obviously, if it was some vets that weren't there, you knew they would be there because it's mandatory. For me, it was about seeing at a young guy, it was me trying to see where I would fit in on the pegging order. You know, obviously, you know, the real guys, cause you might be the running with the twos or the ones the whole time, but once the guy comes back, you know, everybody tends to slide down. So for me, it was just about building on what I already started in OTAs. You know, you build some momentum in OTAs. You get noticed by the coaches. They start trusting in you more. And then when you get to go up against some more stiffer competitions, you know, with the older guys coming back, you want to make sure that your game is polished. You know, that the things that you did work on actually is working. And that's pretty much what I used to do when mandatory minicamp came around.
Tyvus, from the beginning, let's say before you show up at minicamp and then afterwards, as a player, what does that three-day stretch do for you? You just laid it out a little bit, but, I mean, do you have a much firmer grasp of everything at the end of it? Or is it just like, okay, we broke the ice so that when training camp starts, we know where the cafeteria is and we know all the teammates? I'm wondering from a football standpoint, is it that helpful?
It is that helpful because you don't want to go all that long without playing football. So it's knocking off the rust, getting people back into the rhythm of things. You know, usually the difference between OTAs and mini camps is that usually the mini camp days goes all day. They typically run it how it will be ran when the season starts. So, you know, you wake up you got meetings in the morning at 7:45. You got after a special teams meeting, then you got, you know, team meeting. After team meeting, you got offense and defense. Then you got position. Then you got walkthroughs. Then you got practice. Then you go after practice, you get lunch. After lunch, you go right back to watching film, to learn from what you did in practice. Then after that, they install in game plans for the next day. Like, that's typically how that whole day goes. It's a long process. For me, you need to break the ice. Like I say, you've been off since whenever your last game was. For the guys that don't come to OTAs, this will be their first time in action again. And they need to I'm on the phone. They need to get that action again and get that rust off and be able to compete against their teammates again.
Typhus, you need to take care of that. We want to hear fatherhood in action.
No, she's fine. She is fine.
See, it's a choice, Andy. There's always something positive.
All right, Typhus, when you look at Deshaun Watson and we're watching them work with these guys at camp right now, what's the most important thing for him as he transitions from last year to this year?
It's chemistry. You know, getting that playbook and making sure that the plays that Kevin Stefanski is calling is comfortable for him. You know, that was one of the big focal points in this offseason, is that they wanted to run plays. And you heard him talk yesterday. He said everything is new in the offense. Well, when you got a dynamic quarterback like that, and he might like different things, and now you added all of these pieces, it's about making sure that every guy is, you know, satisfied. Everybody is being utilized. There's no point in having all of these pieces and not being able to utilize them. So, yeah, the playbook is different. It's a lot of – when I was there on Tuesday and I got to watch things, obviously I got to see Elijah Moore in the backfield, and I got to see them – so him use spray the ball all the way around. Everybody got to eat that day when I was there. He looked phenomenal. He looked flawless in his game. You could tell that the chemistry that they've built over this offseason is there. You could tell him and Stefanski are on the same page when it comes to play calling, because, like I said, I saw for Tuesday's practice. I ain't seen today's, and I haven't seen Wednesday's. For Tuesday's practice, I seen one ball go on the ground. He completed almost every pass that he threw. He had in the red zone. He was lights out. It was magical to watch.
Isn't that the way it should look in a mini camp?
I mean, no, it don't.
Okay, good.
Jeff, it don't look like that.
Okay,
now.
Good. Davis, that's what I want to hear.
What you really want to see is you really want to see it go back and forth. You know, you want to see the quarterback. You want to see the offense make plays, but you also want to see the defense make plays as well. You never really want to see it to be one-sided. And when it's one-sided, that's when it gets scary. So it was kind of scary for me to watch the defense, but apparently the defense has been, you know, doing well all OTAs.
Typhus, is there a difference team to team in these OTAs? Like, you were with a couple teams, Seattle, Niners, Jets, Texans, Cowboys, Browns. To name pretty much half the league. Is there a big difference between
wow.
Is there a big difference between the way teams run these mini camps?
And
if you know you're on a winner, you know what I'm saying? Like,
there's really not a whole lot of difference. Okay. Everybody typically runs their things the same. The only thing that might change a little bit is the way they, you know, run practice. Maybe that's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, when it comes to meetings and watching film and preparation, it's all the same.
Jim Schwartz's reputation as a defensive coordinator. What did you think when he was hired? What did you think after getting a look?
When he was hired, I thought it was the right call. I mean, obviously his resume speaks for itself. I mean, this guy, everywhere he goes, he has a top five defense, top 10. He's always done a really good job of having a phenomenal pass rush. And when you think about the moves that they've made in the offseason to get all of these extra pass rushers, it is definitely something that got me pretty excited.
I mean, do you know, he shows up with a jersey on last week. You know, is that does that make him one of the guys, or is that why do guys like him so much? What makes him? I know you kind of touched on it a little bit, but what makes him say, like, why do we have so much optimism based on a defensive coordinator? Were things really, really that bad?
I mean, as far as they just lack leadership. I don't think the talent has ever been a point. I think that who he is and the culture that he brings is what makes me excited, you know, because the talent is already there. It's about getting the most out of your guys. And I think that who he is as a coach, he's going to demand that out of these guys. And I think that's what's going to make this defense take that next step.
You like his philosophy about defensive linemen, kind of bringing them in waves and getting after the quarterback, being a little more aggressive, Typhus? In that kind of a defensive scheme?
Do I like it? I love it. I mean, as a secondary guy, that's the type of things that you love to hear, because you know that ball has to come out. you know, you can be confident on your reads. You know, these quarterbacks can't go guy to guy. They have to hit right now where they want to go, or they know they're going to get a sack. Oh, and I also know that there's a such thing called as coverage sack. So if I'm covering my guy and, that you know, I'm buying that pass rush time to get there, that also counts to me as well. So I think him bringing that aspect and, like I say, the guys that they have on that D-line now, it should be a lot of sacks and it should be a lot of interceptions as well.
DeAndre Hopkins, want him?
I would take – don't listen, everybody would take DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, do I want him? Absolutely, I would want him. But at what cost is the problem?
Okay. I mean, do you when you look at that wide receiving room now, though, I mean, you have to make room for him if you can try to figure out a way to get him in here at the right price.
Yeah. But it's the thing. I think it's one of those things where if you – I don't want DPJ to get lost in this shuffle. I think, like I said, I got to watch him – in practice 2 days ago on Tuesday, and I mean he's been looking really good. Now DeAndre Hopkins is a for sure thing. We know what we're getting with DeAndre Hopkins. We know the type of receiver that he is and what he brings, and that's why I say if they get him, I'm fine with that. But if they don't get him and they roll with who they got right now, first of all, they're keeping money saved up just in case something happens, because you know, injured 17 games is a lot of games.
True.
And you never know who's going to get hurt. You waste up the whole cap room, then you won't be able to sign anybody when somebody goes down. So you have to keep a little bit of money saved for that. And like I say, the way DPJ and the chemistry that Deshaun has with these receivers, I think they're fine. I mean, DPJ is capable enough to make plays when need be. And I understand that, like I say, if D-Hop comes here, as productive as he is, will he still be that productive with less targets, I should say? Because, you know, where he's been at, he's been the number one guy. You know, he's always going to get at least 10 targets a game. You know, now that you have Amari Cooper, you got Njoku, you got Elijah Moore, you got these guys, can he still be productive with maybe 5 targets a game? He would be, but, like, is it going to change that much? That's the thing. Is it worth $15 million for 5 catches from him? Maybe. I don't know. Like I say, I'm not opposed to it at all. I like the thought of him being here because Deshaun is very comfortable with him. They have that natural chemistry. They've made a ton of plays together, and it does make your offense look even scarier. And on top of that, now you don't have to worry about if one of your top receivers go down. If a Coop goes down, we're still good. You know, if you don't get him, if Coop goes down, now we're relying on – you know, DPJ and Elijah Moore and Tillman. And is Tillman ready? We don't know. You know, and that's the scary thing. It's a lot of with D-Hop, it's a for sure thing. With the outside of Amari Cooper, you're kind of guessing. You know, Elijah Moore, we think that he's going to be this great guy, but in the NFL, he hasn't had the chance to be productive yet. We think DPJ is going to continue to climb, but we don't really know yet. But Amari Cooper, we 1,000% can say that he's going to be a productive receiver on the year. And I think that's the thing that kind of gets me scared a little bit. I'm not saying that they don't have the ability. I believe they do. But it's one of those things that we won't know until we see it.
Tyvus, 56 days and about 4 hours till we do the pregame show, just so you know that.
I am counting down. Get ready. You know what, I'm putting it on my phone, the timer on my phone, because I just can't wait to walk into the stadium and see you and then do post game with Jeff until the crack of dawn.
Tyvus, you're more than a friend of the show. You're family of the show. Thank you, Tyvus.
Thanks, Tyvus.
All right, enjoy the day.
See you soon, buddy.
Tyvus Powell, Browns Radio Network, and he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.